It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a Tuesday.
Yes, it is. And it's the last day of April.
Yes.
It's the last day because tomorrow is May 1 and it's a holiday.
How could that be?
Like 2 months of summer done.
Wow.
Yeah, we only have May to go. I mean, one more month of this weather.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, but
that's just crazy.
It's true. While we're at it, I don't know if he's already at work, but I'm going to say belated happy birthday to Mike Lytle.
Yes.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're catching him. Maybe he's at work already, but happy, happy, happy birthday to Mike.
Happy birthday. Hope you had a great one.
Yeah. Well, we spent the afternoon and the evening eating breakfast food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
that
best breakfast
good.
Food, yeah.
All right. So, we've got our top 10 for you.
Yeah. What are we doing today?
Okay. We are thinking OMGN.
Okay.
For the topic today. We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. For instance, the example OMGN gave was, aanhin pa ang mansyon kung wala namang internet connection.
Which is true.
Or you can go true. You can go emo, like, aanhin pa ang puso ko kung wala ka na.
It's like, yeah, it's like, right? Aanhin pa ang kabayo kung
patay na ang
damo, ang baligtad.
Or something like that.
Aanhin pa ang damo kung patay na ang kabayo. Right.
Diba?
So, it's like too late the hero.
No, merong mas magandang version nun.
What?
Aanhin pa ang damo kung mukha ka ng kabayo.
Right.
So there are many ways to tackle this topic.
Okay.
You can go emo and, you know, it can be like a banat.
Yes, diba? Yes,
or,
yes.
Or it can be a...
Any way you want to approach it.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #AanhinPa.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the final day of April. It's April 30, 2013. Can't believe it. All right, here we go. Just because Jason Collins is the first openly gay athlete in professional North American team sports doesn't mean he's standing alone. Within hours of the NBA vet's historic announcement, famous faces from the White House to Hollywood and seemingly everywhere in between began declaring their support for his bold move. As Chris Culliver's anti-gay remarks earlier this year reminded us, homophobia still runs rampant in professional sports, an arena that has been resistant to accepting gay players among its ranks. Celebrities took to Twitter to sound off and cheer on Collins, and while many of his supporters feel a personal tie with him because they are gay themselves, there are others who simply admire his courage. Their reasons for voicing support varies, but one underlying message remains the same. This is a moment to be celebrated. Let's read some of the tweets from celebrities.
From celebs.
Okay, this one from Neil Patrick Harris, or Barney Stinson, of How I Met. Bravo at Jason Collins 34. Thanks for stepping up, for standing tall, and at 7 feet. That's saying a lot. Rosie O'Donnell says, thank you, Jason Collins, for being the first one knocking down doors. Ellen DeGeneres says, at NBA Center at Jason Collins 34 is the first out player on a U.S. Major League team. I'm overwhelmed by your bravery, Jason, and sending so much love. Kobe Bryant even sounded off. Proud of Jason Collins 34. Don't suffocate who you are because of the ignorance of others. #courage. #support. #... I don't know what that means, so I'm not going to say that.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Of course, Martina Navratilova,
yes.
Herself, mm-hmm. a gay woman, some say gay man.
I know.
Because she's so mannish. Well done, Jason Collins. You're a brave man and a big man at that. 1981 was the year for me. 2013 is the year for you. Even Chelsea Clinton had sounded off. So did her dad, Bill Clinton, Dwayne Johnson, Elizabeth Banks, Diablo Cody, Katy Perry. So
wow,
a lot of support.
A lot of support.
From the biggest names. And Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Mm.
All right. So he's the first to say it in the NBA.
Yeah.
Outwardly. So I'm sure there are gay men in the NBA, but he's the first to say so.
Yeah.
I wonder how it's like for him. Like, yeah, it's brave right now, but the first day that you say it,
yeah,
people are, of course, going to be proud of you, et cetera, et cetera. But the real effect is how your co-players deal with you.
Your co-players and the regular person on the street.
On the street, yeah.
Like when you go to, I don't know, to the grocery store or the, you know, like...
Or when you get into a fight.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, or when you get into a fight, will people say a slur just to make you feel bad about who you are? I mean, these things, it's, he's like, he won a position in government.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're on the first day, you're victorious.
Yeah.
Of course, you got the position. But the real work starts the next day when you go to work.
True.
All right, there you go. That is the first news update today. Here on the show, you've got the Kikai Barkada taking you all the way until 10. Only here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Bonds Radio, RX 93.1.
I feel like, you know, I'm one of the maidens by the river.
Yeah. Those maidens with those pointy hats.
With those pointy hats. And actually a lot like Drew Barrymore in Ever After.
Right, right. Okay, hey, happy birthday to Ja Domingo.
Today?
Apparently it's her birthday.
Happy birthday. You know, there's so many people born in the month of April.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that thing again.
Which one?
What month would they have done the deed if you were born in April?
So April is the fourth month. You would need 5 months.
Yes, do the math. Don't ask
July.
Me to do it. Oh, that's odd.
July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah, July.
Oh, that is weird.
July.
It's not the type
of
month.
It's not like there's a month where people don't do it.
I know.
There's just a month where people do it more.
Yes, I would think 9 months after December or 9 months after January or February for that matter.
February, yes.
So, I don't know about that.
Because I'm October born, so I was most likely conceived in the month of January.
January. Because it's New Year, diba? Paputok. So...
Gross! Those are my parents!
I'm thinking celebration nga. After the paputok ng January 1, parang, oh, let's celebrate. Tapos they start getting romantic. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
All right, but happy birthday to Ja.
Happy birthday. Okay, so here we go. We've got the top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Aan yin pa?
Okay.
Okay. So let's start off with... okay, you have to be patient. I have to get it straight from
Twitter.
From
the internet? Okay.
Okay, so let's start off with... let's see here. From hashtag Forever Alone. Aanhin pa ang damo kung patay na ang adik. Okay. All right.
Oh, nga naman.
Oo. Madmat Mark says, aanhin pa ang tubero kung wala ka naman pambayad dito.
the real... kahit anong tubero.
Kahit anong tubero. Job, actually.
Right.
Kahit anong job, di ba? Let's see here. Si Coengtor says, nako, very, very timely to. Aanhin pa ang life sa Candy Crush kung sawa ka na sa paglaro.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Di ba parang, because I've never played this, so I'm just guessing.
My sister
so you're
is
always
also
like
into...
getting, you want people to give you lives.
It's so weird. Alam
diba? You're so crazy. But then finally you reach a point where like,
I don't
know. I have a lot of life. Siguro parang Dragon Veil. You ask people to give you gems. Pero kung sawa ka na, parang okay.
What's the point?
What will I do with all these gems?
Well, because I remember before, what was that? Diamond Dash.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what you were playing.
Yeah, that was what I was playing. And I would get these requests from people.
Yeah.
On Facebook, like, sent you a request, sent you a live.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, please leave me alone. I don't play those things. And then I get
into it. And then you get into it.
And then there I was, sending lives. Sending requests. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is why
they're asking.
And because your life is like, I know it's like, it comes in increments of eight.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes is five lives, so depending on how fast you play it.
Okay.
So I was waiting, and I didn't want to wait. Like, I would finish my whole five lives, and I have to wait a few more minutes to get more lives.
More lives.
So I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
I want to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I send a request to my friends on Facebook so that they'll send me a life.
See, that's the thing.
Like, send me a life. Yeah, you do need a life.
You need a life. Get a life. No, same thing with Dragon Veil. When you breed, sometimes it's hours. It's not even just minutes.
Oh.
Sometimes it's like 2 days before you can check, you know, what you got, which dragon you got. So it's a lot of waiting. And then I also hate that when people start sending, like, invites.
Yeah.
And then here comes another, because Dragon Veil, none of that. Just to send you gems. But here comes other games where before you can, quote-unquote, open your ice habitat, you have to ask your Facebook friends to, they just have to click a button anyways.
Yeah,
they don't have to do anything. But it's so embarrassing.
I know. It's like they know what you're doing.
And I feel like such a loser. Asking
that's
like,
the feeling I have.
I look at okay, because you can opt to go like all your Facebook friends or just the ones who have Dragon City.
Right.
So what I did was just the Dragon City, so at least they're players too.
Yeah.
Or at least they have the
app. That's what I wanted to do as well.
And here's the sad thing. Talaga ako, sino dito yung bata? Para talagang mabibigay na, para hindi nakakahiya.
It's the feeling that you've been...
It's so bad.
Actually, I agree.
So
it's the feeling that you've been found out, that you don't have a life, and you're spending it so much on playing this game, but it is addictive.
And that's sometimes, so parang, you know...
Addicting.
You're like, I have a lot of friends on Facebook na... Well, they're not really like friends, but more like they're listeners.
Right.
So parang yung, alam mo yung, parang yung nakakahiya.
Diba, ang suplado mo dati, parang please, I don't play those games. And then you get hooked.
I feel like people, those people who send you chain letters.
Exactly.
Diba? Sorry.
Tapos alam mo yung parang nahihiya ka na nalaman nila how desperate you are.
Tapos sometimes I want them to like ask something in return para, like yung ano rin, like I'd also open their Dragon Market or maybe the Coliseum. But I don't feel so bad at least.
Parang feeling mo you're a user-friendly friend on Facebook.
Yeah. Tapos I just like, sino ba yun? I think it was Migo, one of our like kitty rushers.
Yeah.
He's like 15 years old.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, you're not taking my job offers. Tapos yung sabi niya, I don't play that. I don't, like, he just added it and I felt so like
he just added it for you.
No. I mean, like, because sometimes, diba, you buy an app.
Yeah.
And then you play it for a while and then you don't.
Oh,
and then you don't like it, you don't play this.
So he didn't play it anymore.
He didn't play it anymore. Same thing with Aya, one of our like events. I was like, "Uy, hindi mo ko ina-add sa hindi ko kasi nagustuhan yung game eh. Ah, ganun ba? Ako rin hindi ko masyado gusto. Because you feel so embarrassed. Twice na sa akin nangyari.
And it's funny kasi you even ask them in person.
I know. Kasi hindi niya ako ina-add.
You're desperate.
But I don't need them anymore. I have a lot of gold bars from other players. That's what I hate, yung random. Kasi wala akong kakilala na naglalaro.
Right.
So like, I go to like random people's like parks and send them invites. Please add me. I'll give you
gold. Diba? It's really embarrassing.
Anyway, sorry.
But I think that's a common reaction.
Reaction now?
Because I feel it. I hate it.
From Axel, aanhin pa ang kamat unan kung si Kuya Germs ka naman. Hindi ka naman natutulog. Also, Ilad Villanueva says, aanhin pa ang palay. Ay, aanihin pala yun.
Wrong verb, dude.
Wrong verb. At saka kulang na isang letter. For Rene Boy says, aanhin pa ang umaga kung amoy araw ka na.
No, nauna ka na sa araw.
Nauna ka na sa araw eh. Di ba?
Grabe, hindi pa sumisikat yung araw.
Madilim pa eh. Amoy araw ka na.
May buwan pa.
May buwan pa. Amoy araw ka na. Ang sama. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa comes from Mad Mat Mark.
He says,
aanhin pa ang bigas kung iba naman ang bumayo.
Yeah.
Actually, lahat naman ang bigas na
iba ang bumayo.
We're eating. Iba naman ang bumayo. Very few people are actually eating rice that they milled.
Yeah, we just buy it.
Diba?
Yeah, we buy it milled.
So obviously, binayo siya sa probinsya tapos dito mo siya kinakain. Diba? So...
Okay, so walang point yung entry na.
No, walang point yung entry na. No, sige. Okay, fine. Okay, so the top 10.
What the heck's going on?
Diba? May sariling mga worlds. Okay, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. If you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag aanhin pa.
Chico, Delamar, Gina. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la. Yo-ha, ba-ba-ba.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to...
OMGN.
OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Aanhin pa.
Ang masamang damo.
Yeah, the bad kid. We'll call you the bad kid.
The bad
hey,
kid.
Hey, let's say what's up to Jarell, who has a really Hello. Nice terminology. Dapat daw GGSS ka.
What's that?
Ay, pupo.
Guwapong guwapo sa sarili.
GGSS.
Hindi, kasi may ganun, di ba? They're not
guys.
Really good looking.
Oh, yeah.
But
dami.
Because they're so confident,
yeah.
It makes them good looking. Not
minsan,
that I check out other guys. Pero,
pero may mga girls na dadala sa ganyan.
Ah. Yeah. Saka syempre sa pananamit.
Minsan nga, I've met...
Pero minsan ang ano rin eh, ang hot din nung... Yung parang they don't know that they're good looking.
Oh.
May ganong appeal
yeah.
din.
Yeah.
I guess kasi they're already good looking.
Yeah.
Yung mga sobrang confident, they're the ones who are probably not so good looking.
They kind of need to make up for
yeah. it. Yeah, so confidence is there to boost, you know, whatever's lacking.
Pero meron din kasi yung mga sobrang ganda na alam talaga nilang maganda sila pero ang ganda pa rin nila.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They really know how to exploit.
Like who?
Anyone in mind?
Yeah.
Marami.
Parang, parang with conviction ka magsalita eh. Parang, huh? Parang may tinutukoy ka eh.
Hindi, kasi merong, you know the kind of...
Thanks!
I wasn't even talking about you.
Oh, come on!
Jimmy G, GSS eh.
Oo nga eh.
Gandang-ganda sa sarili.
Ano naman, huwag ka na mahiya.
Hindi, tapos alam mo yung mga, I know I'm not naman pretty eh.
Hindi, it's corny when you say it eh. Pero yung the way they move, the way they act, parang they're so low-key.
Ako, I've met girls like that. Yung parang,
no.
Do you know that you're beautiful?
What I mean is yung mga nagpapanggap na hindi nila alam.
Ay, ba yun?
Iba yun.
Kasi, that's annoying eh.
That's annoying.
Or sobrang nang bad yung ano insecurity.
Yeah. Alright, so here we go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. Si Coengtor says, aanhin pa ang libro kung sa iPad mo rin naman babasahin.
See, that's true.
They buy the actual book, tapos yeah. they just download rin it naman and then just read it
that's
lang
what
from
I
the
did.
iPad.
Kasi it's, ano eh, it's slimmer, the iPad, so
yeah.
it's not as...
It's really a space saver.
Yeah, it's not as difficult to lug around
I
as
I think when you're
book.
Traveling, pero kunyari ako, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I have a certain book na, I have the physical book and I have it on the iPad. I really prefer the book.
Well, because we're born... from that generation.
Yeah, I really enjoy it more. The
Chico,
actual feel of the page.
Papyrus
ka pa the actual
De,
feel of the page, it's really
iba
nice.
Iba na una, tablet.
Kasabay ni Moses yan.
And when we say tablet, it's the Moses kind.
Yes.
It's the Ten Commandments kind.
Yeah. And also, OMGN says, aanhin pa ang kagandahan kung malandi naman ang kalaban.
Yeah. Eh, mas deadly kung maganda na, malandi pa.
Oh, pero that kadalasan kasi ng magaganda, hindi na masyadong malandi.
Oh, that's not true, ah.
No, because people come to them na eh. Yun yung, I remember a friend of mine was telling me na
they don't need to work at
mas,
it.
Mas malaki yung chance minsan ng mga pangit
Sa gwapo?
Kasi sa gwapo. Kasi yung gwapo, naghihintay na lumalapit yung girls. Whereas yung pangit, sila yung lumalapit. Parang nothing to lose attitude.
Tsaka they already know if they don't do anything, nothing's gonna happen.
Exactly.
And also from, let's see here, just a minute. Fat Kid Inside says, aanhin pa ang chinelas na Havaianas kung apa mo naman ay mukhang luya. Ganda nga ng slippers mo, ng flip-flops mo. For Renny Boy says, aanhin pa ang Twitter kung lagi ka namang trending sa puso ko.
Yeah.
Actually, maraming banat entries. Mad But Mark says, aanhin pa ang bibingka ko kung wala naman ang itlog mo. Hindi, di ba yung...
Kasi it's not completed,
really?
The meal.
Siya yung supplier eh. Hello, syempre may supplier yan. May supplier ka ng galapong. May supplier ka ng itlog. May supplier ka ng...
Sugar.
Tapos ng coconut.
Hindi ba nabibili lang naman yun sa palengke?
Yeah, but I'm sure may yun. Yun ang supplier mo, di ba? So kausap mo yun, aanhin pa ang bibingka ko kung di na naman napapatungan ng itlog mo, di ba? So, kasi yun yung masarap
oh,
sa bibingka.
Oh gosh,
eh.
You know, he's at it again and he started early.
Di ba? Yeah. It's not even like... Usually, the starts at around 8:30. But no, not today.
All right, for tomorrow. I think maraming makaka...
Holiday tomorrow.
Feel nito. Mm. Okay. For Madison Camille, aanhin pa ang holiday kung may pasok ka rin naman.
Ay, nako.
That's true. Well, at least there's double pay.
Yeah.
At least. At the very
least. At least,
yeah,
at least.
No, but sometimes wala. Rest is greater than money.
Hindi, pero I mean, what if you had to go to work on a holiday and then...
Oh, well, yeah. Well, know, that's just not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. But
dapat
there are
may option na lang.
Oh, nga, no.
Diba?
What
ang
if?
Ganda na, no, kung may option na parang, if you need the money, if you want to work for the money, then fine. Take the double pay, but also, you can opt to take the holiday.
Kasi I think the reason why the companies that don't close down on holidays don't is because business continues. So,
and their client, sometimes their clientele would be like, perfect. Yeah, restaurants. You'd be foolish to close down
on
a holiday.
Yeah, that's your highest.
That's when people would be in the mall.
Imagine may mga nagre-resort tapos gusto nila mag-vacation ng summer.
Tapos ano sila, no? Sarado sila pag summer.
Di ba parang, what the heck?
Kawawa namang resort yun. Sig Coenter says, aanhin pa ang kasiyahan mo kung nakakasakit ka naman ng tao. Oh, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You would
be surprised. Some people doesn't
matter. Alam nila, ang dami nilang nasaktan pero as long as they get what they want,
parang ito, yung mga co-host ko.
What?
Kayo.
What did we do to you?
Inaasar niyo ako. Nasasaktan ako. Pero natutuwa kayo. So okay lang.
Oh, so... Oh.
Eh, di ba ang demons naman? Di naman sila ganun nasasaktan ng
Whatever. Alam mo.
Kasi alam ko sanay kayo sa ganyan,
if we
diba?
Do end up going there and have a special spot, you're never gonna get into the VIP.
Okay na ako. Puro mga peeps mo naman yung nandun eh. PB says, aanhin pa ang sinabawang gulay kung sa'yo pa lang makulay na ang aking buhay. Nax. Tal says, aanhin pa ang sweldo kung di naman ikaw ang pagkakagastusan ko.
Paggastusan mo sarili mo. Sometimes it's
a lot
of fun.
Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not. Yung kunyari pinagastusan mo for a trip abroad. Let's say travel. Sometimes it makes you more sad.
That you're alone.
Yeah. Sometimes. May taong ganun na parang, okay, I'm here in the greatest place in the world and I'm all alone.
I don't know. Kasi travel naman kasi usually it's with somebody. But if you use it, okay, let's just say you go to Paris. How much is that? 300,000, 400,000? No? What if you use that money on something else? Like you buy yourself, I don't know, a really nice computer or a really nice... You use it as a down payment for a car or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just... I think kasi travel is too closely associated with companionship.
Pero that's us, huh? That's uniquely us.
Yeah. Because other countries naman.
Yeah, the backpackers. Mm. Part of the travel...
The what? The backpackers?
The backpackers. The ones who...
Use the backpack.
Yeah.
All
who
the time.
Pack the back. Because they don't pack the front. Because the bag is at the back.
That's true.
That's why it's called the backpack. So backpackers.
They would...
Or maybe some... Maybe with an accent.
Yeah. Maybe. Grabe,
try it, Gino.
No way.
With a really heavy accent.
No, because part of the experience is going to places where people haven't been and meeting the people that you most likely won't meet.
Yeah.
And about when you're with your friends, you're not as adventurous to talk to others.
Yeah, because you already have, like, you know, your go-to people to talk to.
Yeah, but what for? You're already with, you already have company.
Mm-hmm. And, for Renny Boy says, aanhin pa ang ating bahay kung wala ka naman sa aking buhay.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
A second to the last. From OMG yan. Aanhin pa ang Blackberry kung ang kilikili mo naman ang Berry Black.
It doesn't make sense. But it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. Parang, okay.
And the top. Way to complete the statement, aanhin pa, comes from Leifi.
Leifi says,
aanhin pa ang gwapo mong boyfriend kung nandiyan naman ang vocalist ng The Script.
Tugonond.
Tugonond. I feel really sad for her, though.
I know.
She doesn't deserve it.
She really doesn't deserve it.
Of all the people that, di ba sometimes when people pounce on somebody, you don't like it, but you kind of understand why they're pouncing on them.
Yeah.
But with this one, parang like...
But I think we're the only ones who think
so
this
nice.
Way.
She was so nice.
Really?
No, because I like
so,
her.
Well, I'm sure other people do as well.
Yeah. Because just... parang everybody pounce on how she was.
Ako, I just find it funny. Yung mga pag yung ganyan. Yung you make a joke out of it. Pero yung yeah. like Sasha, I don't
seriously.
See anything wrong.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I remember Gina saying, well, at least she had the decency to break it off.
Yeah.
You know, before she ever did anything.
Because what do you want to do naman if she's not happy with the relationship she's in?
Or even if she's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
If she's interested in somebody else, it means something for the relationship
yeah.
she has.
Kasi parang, na-meet mo lang yung lead singer ng international band.
Iwanan mo na.
What about those people na iniwan nila for like an office mate?
Or a normal
or a regular
person.
Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't judge
is
them
that,
for that?
Isn't that, ano, parang,
di ba parang pareho din?
Isn't that worse? Because if you think about it, di ba parang...
Dapat nga, it makes more sense.
Oh, eh.
Kasi well, di ba parang...
Kasi remember, people feel bad about... Kasi she just won the title.
Yeah.
And she got, you know, parang... She just became a star.
Mm.
And what we don't like are people who become... stars and then forget their
where
beginnings.
They're from.
Yeah. But I really don't think I really don't see any fault.
I know.
In it. I mean,
yeah,
obviously, like I'm sure you know, if I were the boyfriend, I'd feel like super, super horrible about it.
But I also like his reaction because
yeah.
parang look,
parang carry lang.
Oh, tsaka, I'm gonna woo her again.
Yeah.
Then I want you. I don't care about ego.
Woo-hoo.
I want you. Huh?
Woohoo.
Diba? So right. I don't know about that, but I just find it a funny.
It's a
meme.
Funny entry.
It's
yeah.
a funny meme.
Yeah.
Yung parang
right.
To go zoned.
To go zoned. To go zoned.
To go zoned. Yeah.
Anyway.
And so there you go. If you want to join us for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. Just key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag aanhin pa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. Good morning, guys. It's time again for the news here on the Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news, Kylie Bisuti. A former model who won the Victoria's Secret Angel Search competition in 2009 does not have heavenly memories of her former employer. In her new book, I'm No Angel, the 23-year-old claims she felt like a piece of meat working for Victoria's Secret and opted to trade in her lingerie for a quiet life in Montana. In an excerpt obtained by the New York Post, Bisuti recalls laying on a bed in little clothing while a photographer encouraged her to pose more provocatively. Quote, "That's when it hit me. I was being paid to strip down and pose provocatively to titillate men. It wasn't about modeling clothes anymore. I felt like a piece of meat. The next day, I broke down and started sobbing. I was in my bedroom and dropped to my knees and started to pray. God, why did you have me win the Victoria's Secret Angel competition if it was going to make me feel this way? I'm not honoring my husband. I just want answers." Bisuti announced back in February 2012 that she was quitting modeling to reserve her body for her husband. In doing so, she gave up a multi-million dollar deal. She's currently living the quiet life in Montana. While we think it's great the former model followed her heart and stood up for what she believed in, we can't help but wonder, if you agree to be a Victoria's Secret model, shouldn't you know what you're getting yourself into? So OMG Insider asked the community to chime in on the topic, and people have tweeted back. Well, some were saying, "I think it's brave. Anyone that gives up a career to serve God deserves my respect. Way to go." That's someone tweeting. And then somebody also said on Facebook, "We were born naked, and the biggest sin is that people have been taught to be ashamed of their bodies." So people are sounding off, but...
Yeah, the thing is, it's Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
You know for a fact that that's really what it is. I mean, it's a lingerie line.
Yep.
It's kind of weird that you wouldn't know. I mean, obviously you know what it is.
And hello.
And it's like, it hit you, what, how many months after that's how it worked?
I wonder what she was expecting.
Everybody knows that when you're a Victoria's Secret angel, people are going to be looking at you...
From head to toe.
Exactly. And in that way, in that sense, especially with guys. And, you know, I mean...
It should have been like a regular
I don't think you
model.
Can be that naive.
No.
Because Victoria's Secret is lingerie.
And you join the competition.
And yes, you are selling clothes, but...
Small clothes.
Exactly.
And we do know that lingerie is made for that.
Yeah.
People wear that to get more sexy.
I think something snapped. Like, maybe... I mean, obviously she wasn't cut out for it, but I'm pretty sure that going into the competition... She didn't feel like that, and maybe, I don't know, when did she get married? Was it during the competition?
No, I think she was already married when she entered the competition.
I think something happened.
I think some people are not cut out for it.
Yeah.
They may be beautiful, but if you don't have the right...
Mindset
to be in it. And it's hard because I think even if you were fully clothed...
Yeah.
You would still be selling meat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fashion is about selling ourselves... physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's supposed to signal the other person that we are more than who we are because of what we put on our faces, our hair. I mean, some people are just more into fashion than others, but everyone tries to attract the opposite sex or the same sex. I mean, by wearing things.
Exactly. And so, even with just like, let's just say, it's just a facial expression.
Yeah.
You can still make it seem provocative or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's... I don't know. I don't think this will really fly. I mean, kudos to her for standing up for what she believes in. But
she should have known.
She should have known. I mean, you cannot be that naive. No matter who you are. I mean, you know for a fact that it's lingerie.
And when you're in lingerie,
people will stare at you.
And people are always calling you the body.
Exactly.
Everyone's looking at, you know, the TNA.
The word in itself, you're sexy.
Sexy means, you know, conducive
somebody you
to...
Somebody you wanna... I know.
Yeah. I don't know what she was thinking, but I guess some people could be
binigay yung kontrata.
Or maybe just quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't come up with like a piece of meat or whatever.
Well, Victoria's Secret has already released a statement to people saying that, you know, she has made numerous misstatements and fabrications about her deal with them.
Mm.
So they don't, obviously.
Baka she's trying to ano rin. Because there are always two sides to a story. One, she could be telling the truth. Maybe the other Victoria's Secret models just don't mind. Because you know how a lot of models, at least who are ramp models, they're fine with just taking off their clothes.
Right.
A lot of them are. Like, I mean, they'll change in front of you without a second's hesitation. But then again, maybe it could also be the other way around. Na wala naman talaga.
Right.
Na parang she just wants to make money out of it also.
I guess, I feel like the likes of the ones who make it.
Like Bar Raffaelli and...
Because I don't think their self-esteem is based on how they look, per se.
Yeah.
There's more to them. Like, you can look at my body, but that doesn't mean you own me.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you conquered me.
You don't do anything
me.
About it.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, obviously, it's a different mindset also.
Right.
You know?
But anyway, so I think Miss Basuti will be quickly forgotten.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And she's selling a book.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
I'm not saying that what she did is like, you know,
wrong.
not honorable.
Yeah.
And it is, but you should have known before you got into it.
Yeah.
That's the news. The second one today here on the show on this last day of April. Enjoy it with us here on The Morning Rush. Heard exclusively on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today. Alrighty, thank you very much to OMGN for suggesting this. The Top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. Okay, so let's try to find where we left off the last time. Okay, Dre54 says, aanhin pa ang pinag-aralan.
kung wala ka namang mahanap na trabahong papasukan.
This is a pretty big problem for a lot of people.
This has been going on for years. And also, let's see here. Fat Kid Inside says, aanhin pa ang iPhone 5 kung wala ka namang unlimited data plan.
But that's actually true.
It's almost a given.
Oh, kasi the
point is... it's heavily reliant on internet.
Internet.
Yeah.
All right.
And a lot of the apps.
And what separates it from the older versions...
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's just say with the iPhone 4, Siri.
Right.
Well, that's the major difference between the 3GS and the iPhone 4. So without naman the Unli data plan. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Siri needs internet.
Yes, because in the States, I saw the commercials for Siri. Like Samuel L. Jackson had this, all of the stars.
Yeah.
So they would just pick up their phone and say, Siri, what's the recipe for this?
Yeah.
And Siri will find it, but that's only if you're connected to the internet.
Right.
And they are. And it's quite fast.
Yeah.
So.
True.
But it works here. It's actually been, I think it's updated now, because like, I remember I would ask, like, oh, what's the nearest coffee shop? And then it would come out.
Especially, I think, if you have LTE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? Yeah, it really comes in handy for that. Right. So.
Stealthy Roshi says, aanhin pa ang buhay ko kung ito na may tinangay mo sa paglisan mo.
Emo.
Well, pwede naman kasi.
Just as an added note to the whole Siri thing. It's weird lang kasi usually, diba, parang nahihipag-usap ka, oy, tol, blah, 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 blah. Siri, where's the nearest coffee shop? Because you really have to sound like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've never tried using Siri.
Because if you try saying, parang, oh, where's the nearest coffee shop?
She doesn't understand.
Yeah, so you have to be like, oy, chico, kamusta ka? Saya natin. Yeah. Wait, tatanungin natin si Siri kung nasan yung coffee shop. Siri, where's the nearest coffee shop?
That's the only way she'll understand.
Have you tried?
Can you please find an ATM for me?
Really?
You really have to enunciate, so it's kind of weird.
And For Rennie Boy says, aanhin pa ang salitang better kung wala naman ang dalawang T. Magiging beer.
Ano aanhin? Ang dami mong magagawa doon. Dami. Fun nga yun.
And also,
hey, can we just say happy birthday to Ja Domingo?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's coming from a lot of other people who are greeting you as well. And to Shrink Kozaniak, also celebrating the birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Adonis Mabangis says, aanin pa ang mamahalin mong Rolex kung lagi ka namang late. So, maganda nga ng relo mo.
Right.
Hindi mo naman nagagamit.
But it's more of a jewelry now.
I think so.
All phones have clocks.
It's a fashion statement.
If you're just going to look for that, if you're going to buy it for that, you know, you already have a phone and, you know, everywhere.
It's needless, no?
Yeah. And how many people actually really look at the time?
With their watches?
Yeah.
I still do.
You still do, pero it's not a necessity.
Yeah, because it's on your phone.
Because it's on your phone naman. Not like before na parang it was the only way to tell time.
Right. Hirap naman magdala ng sundial kung saan-saan.
Actually, just stick a branch on the ground wherever you are.
Is that really just how it works?
Yeah.
Wherever you are. No specific placement or whatever.
Mm. Wherever the sun is.
And then does it work like a normal watch na parang...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where the shadow falls.
So where the shadow falls.
So pag walang shadow, 12 noon.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I've never tried that.
Yeah.
Why don't we make a parang sundial watch?
I think there are.
Really?
I think they have that.
Madison, ano kung wala kang stick? Ano pang pwedeng gamitin?
Anything you can stick on the ground.
Anything.
Anything. In UP, there's a huge sundial.
Where?
There are two.
There are two.
Yeah.
Where?
One's on my engineering, that side. That's the one that I know. Huge, as in...
It's kind of near the sunken garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Madison Camille says, aanhin pa ang pogi kung mas malandi naman sa'yo. Yeah. Avria Chocolat says, aanhin pa ang miniskirt kung ang dami namang barya.
Barya?
Peklat.
Yung mga parang bilog-bilog sa legs mo. Mabuhay Paseo says, aanhin pa ang ATM card kung wala ka namang deposito. Kahit lima pa yan kung wala namang...
There was this one time I was in a queue for the ATM, and there was this one girl who just kept checking her balance.
Yeah.
Paulit-ulit, but she wouldn't. It wasn't a different card. She wasn't withdrawing or depositing anything.
She just kept checking?
Yeah, so it was so annoying because it was taking so long. Well, I don't know, para siguro para nagpapakita lang siya na parang I have an ATM.
Or baka hindi niya nakukuha yung... You know, sometimes it stops at a certain point, so I have to repeat it again.
No, but as in...
Ha talaga.
To the point that even the other people behind me were like peeking over her shoulder na parang, what's going on? Yeah.
Is something wrong? Maybe you should just go to your bank or something. Huh? And let's see here. From Tweets for You, aanhin pa ang kuto sa taong kalbo. Wala silang kakapitan.
Homeless eh. Oh, homeless sorry. Ang peg.
Would you know kung yung kuto ng dog kumakapit sa tao?
Fleas?
No. But it bites you.
Oh.
You can get bit. Ticks can't and
you,
fleas.
Can't you get sick?
You can.
Yeah,
you can. Lyme disease.
Lyme disease, there you go.
That's what you get from ticks.
From what?
Ticks.
Garapata.
Okay.
Yeah. Ticks, I heard something ticks. What? T-S in ticks.
Yeah,
ticks. Okay. And Ilad Villanueva
says... Parang
ticks. Aanhin pa ang santol kung ito na may naka-quote-unquote supot. Kung naka-supot.
Supot!
Oh, paano mo kakainin?
Kaya nga, supot nga. Ano ba sabi
supot.
Ko?
Supot!
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 Oh. Supot!
Supot! Supot!
Oh. Gusto mo, ano mo pa eh? Say each syllable twice.
No. You're trying to trick me.
Pot.
Madmat Mark says, aanhin pa ang diploma kung wala namang baking susuporta. Ganon. Chenong says, aanhin pa ang mamahaling regalo kung ngiti mo pa lang napasagot mo na ako.
Wow!
Oh, but that's such a nice sentiment.
That's
no?
actually nice.
You know, parang,
I don't need expensive
yeah,
things.
You don't need anything. I don't want your material things.
I guess a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago, I thought about it again. Like, you know, yung pag nagliligaw ka, parang you pick them up, you bring them home. And you were so enthusiastic about giving them a ride.
Yeah, like that's a progression. Eh? You pick them up, take them home. Yeah, it's exciting. Yun, eh? And then go on.
Sige, never mind.
Pangliligaw, ha? Pangliligaw.
Yeah.
Sige, never mind.
Siyempre susunduin mo. You pick them up.
Sige, never mind. Okay na, okay na.
Saka manunundo.
Ha?
Saka manunundo.
Sa may Quezon Circle ba yan?
Hindi, ano ko lang para makita tayo sa kanto.
Sige, never mind.
Saan kanto to?
Okay na. Sa Quezon City daw. Minsan
depende,
sa Makati
depende
Avenue.
Depende kung taga saan sila eh.
Depende. Saka depende daw sa gusto mo.
Depende kung anong, ano,
type mo.
What you look for in a person.
Right.
Minsan nga, yung ano pa lang, papunta pa lang kayo sa destination, parang, alam mo, parang natapos na yung date. Parang, sige, balik mo.
Okay.
And, okay. The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa, comes from OMGN.
He says,
aanhin pa ang pag-aaral ng mabuti kung anak naman ng principal ang iyong kaklase.
I wonder if that's really happening to him.
I guess.
Well, I was batchmates with the son of the principal.
It's weird, right?
And he wasn't like...
He wasn't sometimes it
just
works
banking
that way,
on it naman.
Yeah. Minsan, if you know that you are and you know people are thinking that, you won't be abusive naman.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo yun.
But anyone
can
say,
sure it happens.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah. It happens. All right, so if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Key in, just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Aaninta.
Honest, RX93.1, One Direction with One Way or Another. Can we just say hello to Alan Ruiz's wife, Norley? She's not really feeling very well right now, so hopefully you get better soon.
Get well soon.
And quick hello as well to Cricket Raderos. Good morning.
Morning.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Number Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa.
Alright, but before that, just a quick bunch of greetings. Thu Chai, just saying hello to the friends Lynn Almario, Nix Dizon, Maria Masungit Gab, Jinky, and Kara. Let's also say hello to Jubeth Leasing, who says hello to Dr. Bing of St. Mary's Dental Clinic over at Tondo, and to the sister Sanako Lucky Chan. Let's also say hello to the Weird Ones, Madison Camille, Jekker G, Satoragi, Crypto Verbalist, Jay Vance. Good morning. And
good morning.
Dine Girl just saying hello that for her 7,000th tweet.
Wow. 7,000th
tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's dedicating it to all the rushers.
Aww.
Nice.
So happy morning.
Also, Yogan is in Poland.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just
Poland?
Checking out Instagram.
You hope, yeah?
He's in Poland.
Wow, what's he doing there?
I have no idea. I just saw the picture on Instagram.
Wow.
I'll have to ask him when he comes back.
All right. Malditang Divine saying hello to Karen Guerrero, listening all the way from Bicol. Zarovic just saying happy birthday once again to Jad Domingo and also to Sir Ramil Villarreal. Let's also say hello to Ida Doodle Boot, who's just saying hello to everybody who's in practice. I don't know who they are, but hello. And one more. Quick hello to Mad Mutt Mark, who says hello to Jeremy Dosado, the girlfriend Purple Kaj, and TJ Gonzalez and the James Harold. Oh, hello to Cel Martinez and to Celestrial as well.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thank you for tuning in. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa. So let's start off with, let's see here. Okay, let us start off with Caliburn. Aanhin pa ang liwanag ng araw kung sa kilikili pa lang ni Delamar, ikaw na ay masisilaw. Nga naman.
Thanks.
Ah, diba? It provides sunlight.
Yes.
Sunlight.
Grabe. Parang alam mo yung pagmadilim.
It's like the moon.
Pagmadilim
diba?
Sa EDSA, parang, uy.
Di ba ang moon, it has no light of its own?
It reflects
the sun. No, I asked that once for my derma.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, like, if the sun is just reflected, is reflecting its light to the moon, can you get moon tan?
Yeah.
And he said no.
Oh.
It's not substantial enough to pierce through the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Parang, you know how like when it's a full moon, the moon is so nice to look at when you're here.
Speaking of the moon, it was my first time to see the moon on a flight on our way back.
Really?
It was my first time.
Huh.
I've never seen the moon on a flight. I don't know why.
It just makes you wonder how the Earth would look like from the moon.
Yeah. Or...
because it's a more colorful orb, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's blue and white.
Yeah.
The palace must have a great view of everything,
I
right?
I must say, because it's but front view,
it's
not from the
scary,
side.
It's scary, because one time I got to go into a cockpit.
Yeah?
And then, I think it was late afternoon to early evening. So it's medyo dark na, but there's still enough sun to see whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would see clouds on the horizon na super scary looking because they're like really dense and really dark. And then there's just parang... there's this formation na parang, I was like, what is that? Is that a tornado or something?
And it was just clouds?
It was just rain clouds. Apparently that was rain.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
rain looks like from... It's such a surreal look.
Swerte ng pilots, no? They get to see those things.
Yeah.
It's an amazing view.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Maui says, aanhin pa ang pagkakaibigan kung aahasin mo lang ang aking kasipahan.
Sometimes, though, that happens. Yeah,
but sometimes, not because they want it to be that way.
They don't mean it.
They don't mean it. It just happens.
I actually got to watch the whole Kim Chu interview. Last night lang.
What Kim Chu?
I haven't even.
I've actually finally caught
is
it.
Is that where she said she can't forgive them for what they did?
Yeah, when she started crying.
Is there something to forgive?
I don't even know what's going on.
That whole...
the Maha Gerald thing.
Oh, okay.
Because imagine more like this. You were breaking up with a boyfriend. You run to a friend and you tell her everything. And then later on, you find out that she's together with your ex.
But wasn't it years after?
I don't know. I don't know the timeline.
I think
but
it was
supposedly
years.
It's that.
Oh. Okay, well, I don't know.
It's like you know everything that happened, and I ran to you.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know, because they have to be like real people there. I mean, like in my case, like I have to think of like actual
your
people.
Friends.
Yeah,
careful,
right.
You're impeding on Rico Chismoso territory.
No, because I was just watching. Nothing.
What were you watching?
What were you watching?
Tell us.
Okay, fine. I was watching videos of C and Lim. So I saw the picture.
So it wasn't really Kim.
It wasn't Kim.
It wasn't really Kim. It was CN.
Side note lang yun eh.
No, because I saw this video of him like, it's not really a bungee jump. Apparently you can do that in Las Vegas. It's a thing. It's like bungee jump but slower.
What? Parang it's a drop?
Parang it's a drop. As in like it's like a... I don't know how tall the building is. One of the tallest in North America.
Right.
And you jump from the top of it.
Is it a Sears building in Seattle?
No, Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas.
You're tied from your back. You're attached to a string and then you jump. But he was filming himself, I guess like with a GoPro or something or a camera.
Right.
And it wasn't fast. I mean, it's not fast, but it's not slow. But it's not a bungee jump.
So controlled jumps.
I guess. Like think zip line, parang ganon. Pero it's a sheer drop.
Yeah.
So I was just, that's why I was watching. And then, you know, I saw other videos.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Pero ano yung
saka
ano?
Nakita ko yung Guillaume niya. So.
Ito yung question ko. Ano yung keywords mo?
Ha?
Ano yung keywords mo nung nag-search ka?
Hindi, kasi di ba when you're watching, di ba when you're watching a video sa side, meron mga, tapos nakita ko parang Kim Choo cries, ganyan. Ay, oh, what's this?
Okay. Wasn't that on the buzz? That was,
yes,
right?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, according to Ingrid, thank you. Years after na yung kay Maha and Gerald. But it was really more of a betrayal of trust on Kim's part. They got together without giving her a heads up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like best friend mo, ex mo, and then you just found out together.
That they're together na.
Wala man lang parang beep beep.
Pasabi.
Even if matagal na eh.
Even if matagal na. It wasn't more like betrayal na parang inahas mo. No, it wasn't that. It was more of like...
Because it was done already.
Wow, you could have...
You could have at least given me a heads up. You could have told me about it.
I think she wasn't over...
Out of respect or something.
Yeah.
And
even if you are over somebody, parang it's just...
And with some guys especially. They don't like the idea of their friends getting it on with their exes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And
even if it's
eh,
done.
Usually naman, okay lang. You just at least, you tell me. Na parang wala beep lang na parang hey
or parang
just
okay?
So you know we're dating
lalo na ko ikaw ngayon
no actually
nabuhusan
ng sama na loob
ng advice right. And all that
if it's been that long I don't even think you need to ask na parang is it okay kasi
beep,
it's
beep
been
lang.
Too long it's more of like hey we're dating just so you know
yeah.
Kasi it's not under your control na naman who this person can or can't see diba
ano mo lang is if you're really close to them. And not so much ask for paalam, pero like, is it okay? Are you okay with this?
Parang kunwari.
Kasi you care eh. Mm. I mean, that's the assumption that you care about your friend.
Parang kunwari, di ba? Kayo dati, nung 90s.
Mm.
Tapos, ayun, hindi ako nag-beep-beep kay Del, kinuha na lang kita bigla.
Totoo rin yun.
Yeah, totoo rin
pero
yun.
Pero kasalanan mo yun kasi nawala ka.
Mm-hmm. Hindi, kasi ako, okay lang, go.
Walang sama na loob.
Uh-huh.
Hindi, pag in-interview ka ni Boy Abundo, hindi ka iiyak.
Hindi. Okay. Iiyak lang ako kasi dapat yung interview ni Chico dapat sa akin. I earned that interview. Well, well, well. Anyway, here we are in 2013. I've long waited to sit in this spot and ask the questions.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always been wanting to be an interviewer.
Yeah.
That's one of my dream jobs. Like, sit down with someone and just really talk to them.
How about we do that to Chico?
Ay, nako.
Diba?
I'm good
if you're really, really heart set on making it happen, Del will make it happen.
Really?
Because we care about what you think.
Ang galing niya, no? He's such a demon.
I know.
We want what you want.
That Gino Boy revealed his true self. Mash Plutonium says, kasi ano, it's demonic this next entry. Mash Plutonium says, aanhin pa ang impyerno kung nag-permanently move in na ang mismong biyanan mo. You don't need help.
Yeah.
You know,
it's already
here.
Already
in your home. Coco Hernandez says, aanhin pa ang pagnanasa kung wala ka namang pag-asa.
Mm.
Wala, maasa ka lang.
Well, sometimes it's sweet torture to want someone. I think it is. I mean, there's a limit.
I hate the
idea. Sometimes we like feeling like we want them so bad, and there's no way that we will get what we want, but we feel it so romantic. May hangganan yon. Like, you can only last maybe a month or I don't know, but not years. But I think there is a sweet torture.
Medyo ganyan yung naramdaman ko nung lumabas kami ni Gino Boy nung nasa... No, hindi kami dalawa. I mean,
uh-huh.
nung...
What?
No.
We weren't supposed to talk about that.
No, remember nung ano, nung nasa ano tayo, Singapore. Nag-night out kami ni Gino Boy. Sabi ko, papaubos na yung drinks.
Sweet torture.
Sweet torture. Wala lang. Obviously, merong...
Big Bad Baboy was just saying, malapit na naman ang birthday ni Chico, doon na lang ang interview session.
Ay, nako.
Diba? That actually gives us the right
See,
to do
See, even
so.
Chef Char of Curiosity Got the Chef was saying, magbabayad ako to hear you guys interview Chico.
Ay, nako. Ay, nako.
He will pay us Leave in it. Good food.
Angel Rain says, aanhin pa ang Santolan kung di naman kasunod ang Ortigas.
Oh Dapat my gosh!
Hello, magkasunod kaya yun.
Oh my gosh! But Pangalan only if you're southbound.
Actually,
what if you're northbound? Una yung Ortigas.
No, sa MRT station. Magkasunod sila.
Magkasunod ka. No, that's if you're going to the south. But if you're coming from the...
He's going down south.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going down.
Are you going down south?
From OMG yan. Aanhin pa ang damo.
Kasi nga, from Santolan, you go down south... It gets Ortigas.
Kasi going northbound, mauna ang Ortigas bago Santolan.
Hindi, importante lang magkasama sila, magkasunod. Okay na yun. Diba? Santolan and Ortigas. Stigas. Ortigas!
Yan. Kasi.
Kayo kasi. Nanggulo nyo eh. Nanggugulo kayo. Hey, hello to Ervic Vihandre.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi, good morning, good morning. Nice to know you tuned in.
Team Bukit yan, diba?
Yes.
Oh, Team Bukit.
No, I saw his picture on Rather King's Instagram.
Why?
Huh?
Diba? What?
Oh, sige, never mind. Ano
what?
What?
Oh, okay.
We have murmurings in the booth.
I know. OMGN says, aanhin pa ang damo ko ang backyard mo ay sementado. Kasi wala ka nang tataniman eh.
Okay.
Kasi usually backyards are grassy.
What?
Are grassy. Fat Kid Inside says, aanhin pa ang jowang gwapo kung wala ka namang trabaho. And the entry that caps off, oh, and the top, way to complete the statement, aanhin pa, comes from... Let's see here. Leng Sungit. Aanhin pa ang mayamang kapitbahay kung ang password naman nila ay may... Kung may password naman ang kanilang wife.
Baliwala.
So you cannot. Yeah. I always get our neighbor's Wi-Fi.
You do?
Mm-hmm. They don't have password.
Why would you get their Wi-Fi if you have your own?
No, I mean, I get it. I don't use it, but I get it. And it doesn't have a lock.
Oh, okay.
So you can use it if you wanted to.
So if your internet connection is failing...
I could.
Ah.
But
okay.
They don't, eh. It's weird.
You know that you can actually get into their computers?
Yeah, access it remotely.
Yeah, via their Wi-Fi.
But why
you wanna try? Let's go.
No.
Diba later we'll be in that area.
Devious!
No, let's just find out what your neighbors are like. I mean, what if you find out that they're like... I don't know.
I'd rather not.
Diba, what if you find out that they're parang deviants?
I'm sure they are. At one
Everyone.
Point, yeah. Diba? Everyone has those secrets.
Anyway.
Alright, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa. If you want to join us, just key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag aanhin pa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 3. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monks Radio, RX 93.1.
May mahanap na talaga ako ng show where I'm wanted. I don't feel like out of place in a third wheel.
Sige, look for...
Ano daw?
Huh?
Ano daw? Wala akong narinig.
Alam mo yung mga bata, di ba? Yung pag nag-aaway kayo, May narinig
You're
ka ba?
Jerk.
Andito ba si Casper?
What?
Hindi ba yung mga bata pa nag-aawa yun? May naririnig ka ba? Andito ba si Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Parang meron yatang hangin.
Oo, parang may hangin ako narinig. Pero
wala. Iyoko na talaga. Magpapamove na ako.
Aww.
I'll ask them to move me.
To where?
I want to be where I'm appreciated.
Okay, let's just say, here's a theoretical,
if?
A what-if situation.
Okay.
If, kunwari, nawala kaming dalawa sa mundong to, nag-elope kami ni Chico.
Pag nag-elope kayo, hindi kayo nawawala sa mundo.
Hindi, sa mundong radyo.
Sa mundong radyo.
Sa mundong radyo.
Sa mundong radyo. What happens?
Where would you move to?
Yeah.
Which time slot? And with who?
Who jock?
Don't, don't.
Hindi, who jock nga? Who jock? Would you choose?
Who would it be?
Kayo.
No, okay. Which jock would you go with?
Which jock would
and
I
And what time slot?
I don't think I'll still do radio.
But what if you had to? So you'll leave radio if ano, if we elope?
Talaga if we elope? Hindi man lang to retire.
Or hahabulin mo kami?
I don't know. Because I've been so used to the mornings.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, hindi. Sige, kunwari nga, you have to.
I'll do graveyard.
Okay, and with who? With who?
I want to be alone.
Hindi, you can't be alone. You have
Bakit?
To have someone.
Ganun Why?
Eh.
Bakit si Dre?
Ganun yung rule eh.
Ba't ito, rules mo to?
Oo, kasi nga, this
okay,
is my theoretical
okay,
world.
I'm not playing you.
Ay, nako, ang corny talaga nito.
What?
Kaya hindi ka sasama sa honeymoon namin.
Talaga? Hindi. Ew. I don't wanna watch you guys.
No, come on. Ikaw ang taga-video
eh. Pwede rin ako mag-video. Pwede ko.
I know, that's what I'm thinking eh.
I could sell that.
What if you had to?
Video?
No. You had to choose.
Existing. The ones
Existing,
who are here.
The ones who are here, yeah.
Sino ba? I don't know. I guess I'd want to do a show with... I think with the girls.
Which girls?
Hindi ka pa nagsawa sa girls?
Oo nga eh. Kasama mo na nga kami eh. Kapito?
Siguro Sarah and Fran.
Sarah and Fran.
Yeah.
O kunwari, si Del nag-elope with someone else. Talagang hindi talaga sa atin. Eh.
Kunyari, nag-elope sila ni Sarah.
Sige. Tapos ako, wala ako dito. Who would you go with? Same question, basically. And what time slot?
Ikaw, alam na namin yung sagot mo eh.
Sino?
Either Fran or Jay.
Actually, that's true.
Oo nga, no.
Right.
I think, yeah.
Diba? Fran, because
Fran kasi, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But Jay kasi, I've known him since I was like, what, 16?
But that would make, you know, boarding together really tricky. Because there will be things you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
But because you're talking 24, I mean, not 24 hours.
And
but
we swear a lot whenever we're
swear a lot. Tapos guards are down, diba?
Yeah. Actually, so part of what makes it ano rin is when you're getting to know your partner.
Parang the getting to know part was fun. The getting to know part nga was actually really fun.
Getting to diba? Know
Before,
each
I thought
other.
You were just some random old guy. Random old guy with a piercing.
Kaya hindi tayo tatagal eh.
Panandalian.
Si OMG ano siya saying kung si Chico daw, Radio 1 pag Saturday.
Ay!
May point ka.
Pero may point.
May point ka.
Siya.
That could happen.
OMG yan says... Aanhin pa, ito para sa ito, Gino Boy, ha? Aanhin pa ang isang daang kaibigan kung pagtalikod mo'y sabay ka namang sisiraan.
Hindi naman kita sinisiraan pag nakatalikod ka, pag nakaharap ka.
ang tira mo pa harap.
Oo, hindi pa talikod. Hindi ako nagagaling sa likod. Hindi ako bumabackdoor.
Backstab.
Backstab ang tawag.
Ay, pwede rin kasi backdoor, di ba? Parang kapita ka backdoor bonanza.
MV says...
That's if
that
you're
sounds
lucky.
Like a,
that sounds like a party right there.
MV says, aanhin pa ang online kung si crush naman ay offline.
Yeah.
I never check that if my crushes are online.
Really? I used to do this all the time for like Yahoo Messenger. When
yeah,
everybody
was
on YM or whatever.
Check. I know, it's the best way to
I
make
never check.
Si Del took in a very sharp deep
kasi,
of breath.
I Most of the guys I dated would be not online.
Ibang time zone.
Naka-AOL.
Naka-AOL
Messenger.
No, because most of them don't like the internet.
Alright.
The older ones. The younger ones are always online.
Okay.
You know
okay.
how Facebook is really the lendi place online?
It really
it
is.
Yes. Is. Nako, if I hear the stories of how many hookups happened on Facebook, I mean...
No comment na lang ako dyan.
Ang dali kasi eh, diba? It's so easy.
Para pa kaya sa Grindr?
Ay, nako.
Although I've never used it for that.
Really?
Yeah, never,
man,
ever.
It's like the...
Kasi I know like guys who would go out clubbing and then they'll just get the first name or the last name or whatever of this guy or... I mean, of this girl.
Oo, ganun nga yung ginagawa.
Sinusundan mo ba ako?
Nagka-clubbing ako.
Booking!
Sinusundan mo ba ako?
No, but, or if they know, let's say, you have a girlfriend and your girlfriend is somebody that, let's say, I was a guy I liked.
Yeah.
I will just check your Facebook page and see if she's there.
Yeah, and to see if she's single also or what. Yeah, exactly. But that's exactly why Mark Zuckerberg created it in the first place.
Exactly.
It's really for that. Diba? Without being too like... I'm looking for whatever, like...
Tapos grabe pa, I saw pa, a friend of mine said...
You saw pa, huh?
Yeah, no, because she was chatting, and then she was just sending her number.
Mm.
Whoa!
Yeah, she was just sending her number. And that's understood. It's understood.
Oh, santong chat place na to?
No, private message on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Brindun says, aanhin pa ang sleeping pills kung amoy mo pa lang instant pampatulog na. Coco Hernandez says, aanin pa ang kotseng wala stick ko ang cambio mo na may singliit ng toothpick.
Oh, kasi mahirap pag maliit yung cambio eh.
Mahirap nung kaya.
Pero dapat yung...
Naka-disappoint.
Dapat yung ball should be just enough for your hand.
Yeah. Yung tama-tama.
Yung saktong-sakto lang. Pag kinap mo yung taas
pero
yung
iba,
ng...
Pero ayaw nila na ano ah, mayroon akong makilala, hindi nila hinahawakan yung top.
Yung sa baba, sa may shaft.
Pero paano yun? Pa-cool.
Oo. Pero ganun sila mag-ano. They never hold the...
Cool lang
tapos yung parang medyo nang gigigil ka pa. Tapos tapos yung pag ano pag naka-neutral, kunwari, yung inaalog-alog mo lang from left to right. Parang pinaglalaroan mo lang.
Ganun si Gino eh.
To check ah.
Hello, automatic yung kotse ko.
Ay, ba't mo ginaganon-ganon?
Hindi ko kaya ginaganon. Yung nila left to right?
Inaano?
Nila left to right.
Yan. Ano?
Inaano ba yan? Ano ba tawag dyan?
Ako...
Ano ba, what do you call that movement?
Shake?
Shake side to side.
Mad Mark says, aanhin pa ang panty kung asawa ka naman ni Marie.
Kasi walang
panty. Kasi araw-gabi walang panty. Cristiano Reynaldo says, aanhin pa ang porno kung sira naman ang lock ng kwarto.
Kaya alam mo yung timing ka na walang tao talaga sa bahay.
Coco Hernandez says, aanhin pa ang ligaya kung lungkot talaga ang iyong tadhana.
Sobra naman. That's not true.
Sobra naman yun. Avria Chocolat says, aanhin pa ang plastic surgery kung hindi naman naritoki ang iyong lugali. Para walang tumami. Avria Chocolat says, aanhin pa ang cosmetic surgery kung hindi naman naritoki.
Naritoki
ang iyong ugali.
Naritoki ang iyong ugali.
Stealthy Roshi says, aanhin pa ang pagpapamacho kung gusto mo naman ay papang macho.
kasi yung papang macho gusto rin na macho. Exactly.
Patrick is here says, aanhin pa ang magarang sasakyan kung smuggled lang naman.
Ako, ang dami niya.
Ang dami namin eh. Yung mga gray market na ano.
That guy Mark X says, aanhin ang forever mo kung hindi naman ikaw ang makakasama ko. Alexa says, ang ganda no? Aanhin pa ang babaeng napakaganda kung na Harlem Shake na ng sambayan ng Pilipino.
Ng sambayanan.
He Harlem Shake na siya.
And the top and the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa comes from I'm Alex E.
He says
aanhin pa ang Instagram ko ang cellphone ay 3310.
May Instagram account ka pero 3310.
How?
Yung alam mo yung ano, remember before yung text pictures?
Yeah. Ganun
puro
lalabas.
Ganun yung mga ano mo.
Yung nagpicture ka ng tao tapos lumabas yung drawing.
Oh.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag aanhin pa.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you very much to OMG on for the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa. Let's start off with LS Dominique. Aanhin pa ang outing kung ang mother-in-law naman ang iyong kapiling.
Tsaka kapiling, di ba?
It's not... Well, kapiling, kasama.
To be with.
To be with.
Oh, really? That's what I mean.
Not necessarily like...
Well, it's just that it's mostly used
kapiling
with your...
Kapiling is parang nakakuddle or something.
No. Pag sabi mo sa iyong piling, parang sa iyong...
Sa iyong company.
So, pwede ko sabihin na kapiling ko si Chico?
Yeah.
Oh, kasama ko si Chico. That's all it means.
Kapiling ang mga kaibigan at...
That's all it means?
That's all it is. MV says, aanhin pa ang forever kung hindi naman tayo together. OMG, it's Jed, says, aanhin pa ang cold lonely nights kung slow naman ang internet connection.
O nga naman, there's no entertainment.
Walang saysay yun. Fat Kid Inside says, aanhin pa ang menu sa restaurant kung meron ka namang Instagram.
It's crazy how much... This is what you shouldn't do when you're on a diet.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
The worst thing, the worst idea is to just go on Instagram because you're bound to see like really good food. Because I mean, obviously, the people who actually have Instagram will take photos of food that
they're
looks really good.
Yeah.
It's not, they won't take photos of like, I don't know,
of yucky food.
Oh, na parang.
Siyempre, it's the... And then, tsaka ako, kahit masarap, pag hindi siya mukhang masarap, I don't take a picture of it.
Yeah.
True.
It has to look, does it look appetizing. Good,
yeah. It has to be visually convincing.
Yes.
You know, I was tempted to unfollow someone because they kept posting food.
Not because you hate it. It's just that it's so...
No, not at all.
It's so tempting.
It's just too tempting. I mean, it's sabotaging my diet.
Yeah.
But it's
well, back when I was on a diet.
Instagram is like full of food and selfies.
Yeah.
Selfies food.
And it only works pag parehong masarap.
Yeah, that's true. Kasi kung swang...
Yeah, meron din masarap na nakakaumay eh.
Oh, meron din.
Kasi meron namang swangs na nagana.
You know, but selfie. I like people who look good, but who find other things to post.
Yeah, not naman just...
Yourself.
Yeah. Because I mean, and you'd understand it. Like, let's just say, parang kunwari, ano ka, celebrity ka.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, people follow you because they want to see you.
No, like for example, your crush, C. Hart.
Yeah.
Of course, seeing her on Instagram is already a treat because she's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she really does take pictures of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like her shoes or sometimes the view or sometimes, you know, what's
or
being
her
served.
Boyfriend.
In, or her holding hands with her boyfriend, you know. But I mean, it's not just about her face.
Just not
it's just nice. It's nice.
Oh, let's stop with Gino's crush, huh? Doon na lang tayo.
What about ano?
Crush natin.
Adele, ikaw. Yung mga fina-follow mo sa Instagram.
Na-crush mo.
Wala akong fina-follow na crush ko sa Instagram.
Talaga, Chico.
Moving on. Marami yun eh.
Ano mga pinapost nila na pictures?
Ako okay lang kung puro selfie. I'm good. I'm
in
good.
A various states of undress.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Coco sige nga, patingin nga ng favorites mo.
Hi! Hindi na.
Yeah.
Hindi ko na pinag-favorite.
Pero,
no, you know what you're gonna know?
Screen cap.
Kine-screen cap ko na lang.
Check out his likes on Instagram.
Hindi na nga eh. Hindi na rin
hindi
ako naglalike.
O sige, patingin na lang ng photo album
kasi,
mo.
Kasi delikato. Kaya nag-ano lang ako. Nag-screen
ano mo,
cap.
Ano, pwede natin gawin dito. One time.
Tinan mo yung ano ko. Photo feed ko.
Yun
yung
sinasabi ko.
Lasingin natin. Uh-huh. Tapos to the point na hindi niya na kayang umuwi mag-isa. Tapos iuwi natin siya, di ba? So ilalagay natin siya sa bedroom niya. Tapos pag tulog na siya, gamitin natin yung desktop niya.
Ay, yun ang telex.
Tapos screen cap lang natin all the way. Every folder that we open.
Okay, there's a flaw in this ano. So you have to pick him up. And kunyari nagmamadali ka para naka-on na yung computer niya. Otherwise, the computer will ask for a password.
Kaya yan.
Kaya mo. For reals.
Kaya yan.
For real, Ate Uge.
For real, Ate Uge.
Hacker yun.
Hacker.
Kaya sabi ko sa kanya, sana, hackin ka na lang. O si Coco Hernandez says, aanhin pa ang masustansyang saging kung mukha ka ng matching. Hindi na kailangan eh. Hindi na kailangan. Chenong says, aanhin pa ang umaga, ang hapon, ang gabi. Kung hi mo pa lang, buo na ang araw ko.
But you know that stage na parang konting acknowledgement. You're like, oh my
Tuwan-tuwa
God.
Tuwan-tuwa ka na. Yeah. Like the other day.
That I showed you guys that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mashed plutonium says.
But it's not like she doesn't know.
Yeah. Diba? She knows.
She knows that you...
No, because I reposted. Because I took a photo. She took a photo of like a campaign.
I think she's doing
it. Yeah. And then so I reposted it on Instagram. And then she commented. She was like, oh wow, thanks for posting. Although na sibling zone ako. She was like, we're sexy solution siblings.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it.
Brother. Mash Plutonium says, aanhin pa ang pagligo kung mukha ka pa ring mabaho.
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah. If you're bagong ligo and you still look...
But there are people now who don't take a bath as often.
But they
pero
look...
They look and
yummy.
Smell good. Uh-oh. Huh? Yummy?
Ah, hindi. Yeah.
Yummy ba yummy?
Parang si Enrique Iglesias. Like, he's always sweaty looking. You know what I mean?
Does he do it for you?
And does it? Because he's always smoldering. Parang feeling
alam
mo he's so...
Alam mo, matagal mo na siyang pinagdidiskitahan, ha?
No, kasi specific, ha?
Hindi, kasi, di ba... You know his smoldering eyes and he has this mole on his and tapos parang sweaty.
Is it working on you?
I don't know. The mistaking over me.
Midnight Chris says, aanhin pa ang babaeng... Ay, mamaya na yan. Jing Dalagan says, aanhin pa ang kadiliman ng sinihan kung halip sa santol, siniguelas lamang.
Huh?
I don't get that.
Me too, I don't get that rin. Ewan ko, sinama ko lang for the sake of. Maui says, aanhin pa...
I smell something fishy.
Me too.
Aanhin pa ang pagkakaibigan kung pagdating sa bayaran, laging who you?
Ay, yeah.
Angeli Des says, aanhin pa ang leron-leron kung hindi naman ikaw ang aking sinisinta. Coco Hernandez says, aanhin pa ang agahan kung mukha ka ng naghapunan. Mukha ka ng busog. Jason V88 says, aanhin pa ang gwapong lalaki kung mas malambot pa kumilos sa iyong kumare.
Maraming ganon, yung they're so handsome.
Yeah.
But they're, yeah.
Yeah, but once they start moving, they're
I don't know, my
so
best
feminine.
Friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Diba si Rupert Everett? Here comes this dashingly whatever man.
Just call him Bond. Jane Bond.
Second to the last, Ilad Villanueva says, aanhin pa ang poging lasing kung ayaw pa rin magpabuking. And the top, aanhin pa entry comes from Midnight Crease.
Midnight Crease says,
aanhin pa ang babaeng hot kung natikman na ng lahat.
But some people aren't so,
aren't so
picky.
Actually, for some people, pag ganyan, they go, yes, because it means you've got a chance.
Because it means you've got a chance.
During Diana, when a guy has had so many girls, okay lang.
Yeah, but when a girl has had so many guys.
That's how it works. It's such a stubble. A double standard.
Yeah.
Grabe.
All right, so...
Is this sad ka ba?
No. I'm not. I mean, if a girl wanted to do that, I think she should. I don't think she should be judged any less. If we're judging guys like they got it all,
yeah,
then we should...
Because if for guys, it's cool to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For females, not so much. Parang... Yeah,
saka there's a term na parang gamit na. But you never use that for a guy. But for girls...
Siguro kasi,
but that's because we see women to some degree as still property.
As objects.
Yes. As objects.
But maybe it's also because of our anatomy. Kasi with a guy, nothing really changes. If it's... You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you're constantly doing something as a guy... With a girl...
What happens with a girl? Please do tell.
Let's just say, parang nagluloosen up yung morals niya.
Ay, Gina Bo.
You know what I mean.
Yes, we do.
No, he doesn't.
Ay, nako.
Okay.
So if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Key in RX.
Tama na.
Ayan,
Gico. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Aanhin Pa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Part Fox Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to OMGN for suggesting the top 10 ways to complete the statement aanhin pa. Cody Varez says aanhin pa ang buhay ko ang ending naman ay mamamatay. Well, that's the whole cycle.
That's really how it goes.
That's really how it goes. Jubeth Leasing says aanhin pa ang kayamanan kung hindi naman ikaw ang makakasama.
It's like that Cisco song. All of the women, all of the expensive cars, all of the money don't amount to you.
Even the Alicia Keys.
Which one?
If I Ain't Got You.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame.
Okay, Alicia.
Some people live for the flower. Yeah. Ay, power pala.
And Ilad Villanueva says, aanhin pa ang shotang pang Miss Universe ang ganda kung ipapalit ka naman sa bokalista ng banda.
Ito na naman.
Ito na naman.
We're gone on zone.
We're still here. And also, let's see here. I am Dre54 says, aanhin pa ang cellphone load at pang tuition at alak kung umalis na ang baking jowa.
All that money goes nowhere.
And also, Ilad Villanueva says, aanhin pa ang pagsali sa Miss Universe kung ang kalaban mo naman ay si Miss China.
Oh, si Miss Japan.
Sila na naman ang mananalo. And
bakit Miss Japan?
Diba, there was this one time, it was in Japan ba?
Miss Japan, one in Japan.
Oh, really?
China, one in China. And also, let's see here.
So if that's the case, are the judges all Chinese as well?
Actually, no. Not necessarily. Pero for some reason, they win there. There were rumors nga na supposedly for this year, they wanted it to be in Manila. Pero we really want to win.
Yeah.
So they don't want it here. Kasi it
will
look bad.
Just, yeah.
Parang if we have it here, tapos finally tayo mananalo. Yeah. Kasi diba, we've been moving up. It's been like, parang third runner-up, second runner-up, first runner-up. So.
Tapos nung bigla nag-snap si Isabel Daza.
And she,
and she goes like, okay, fine. I'm gonna join this.
Wow. Wow. Sentient Joy says, aanhin pa ang gabi kung pangit naman ang katabi.
Tulog mo na lang yan.
Tulog na lang.
Or turn off the lights.
Sentient ba? What was that? If you turn off the lights, it can be anyone you want it to be.
Yikes. Pero the next morning,
pikit ka na lang. Please leave. Please leave.
Go away.
Go away.
And also from Jyoti, aanhin pa ang heartthrob na katipan kung kashare mo naman ang buong bayan. Not nice.
Yeah.
Brindun says, aanhin pa ang pagiging sexy at maganda kung alam naman ng lahat, isa kang karinderiya.
Explain.
Nabukas sa lahat ng gustong kumain.
Okay.
Somebody was explaining that on Twitter. Remember we were talking about how come if it's a guy who sleeps around, it's okay, but if it's a girl, it's not okay. Okay,
well, you said it already. It's a double standard.
No, he had like a okay, he
a
said it.
A lengthier explanation.
Ang susi na nakakabukas ng lahat ng kandado ay mas okay kaysa kandado na nabubuksan ng kahit anong susi.
Yeah.
Well, again,
but that's, yeah,
you're
that's
objectifying the girl.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I think yun na lang yun eh. One of the reasons people don't accept it as openly as when guys do it is because nga anatomy-wise, there's a change.
And also, girls are more susceptible to things more than guys.
More than guys.
To get pregnant.
Yeah. To get pregnant, to get disease.
Yeah.
I am Mrs. Bond says, aanhin pa ang pogi kung di ka naman kayang pakainin.
Mag-model na lang siya.
Mm. Andy Mool says, aanhin pa ang malakas na halinghing kung ang dulot naman nito ay hindi dahil sa akin.
Somebody else.
It's somebody else. RD Jamera says, aanhin pa ang bahay na bato kung kabit ka lang naman dito.
Yeah.
Hey, that reminds me of the Joy Luck Club.
It's no fun.
Yeah. They're showing it now.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Wait, I never actually got to watch the Joy
Luck
Club.
One of the girls there, she was raped by this really rich guy and made like a third wife. So she was living in a mansion.
Right.
But she was like not even second class citizen. Oh, like wow. Really, really low in the totem pole inside.
Wow.
Wow. That can't be good.
I always thought it was a feel-good movie because it's called The Joy Luck Club.
No, it's so tragic because it's Chinese. And then, but you know what? You know
it's
what
so tragic because it's Chinese.
No, because they really, their stories are much like ours.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess
the Asian
true.
Side of us. You know what she did? Mm. That girl who became third wife but lived in a mansion?
What, she killed
she
herself?
She killed herself.
Yeah, I figured.
On the most, I think, the what do they call that? Like a date where she would make her daughter be number one. Because there's like a date where it's unlucky for anyone to take away something from the girl, whatever. Yeah. So she ensured that with her death, her daughter would have the best. And she could get revenge from all the people,
from
who,
all
were
the
bad
people who were bad to the
her,
mother. Yeah.
And ensure that her kids would be okay.
That's so
tragic.
Tragic, yeah.
And
what a buzzkill.
Suddenly, it's like,
go watch it. It's on HBO.
It just dawned on me now. Buzzkill.
What?
Parang buzzkill.
Parang buzzkill. Napaka-buzzkill.
Well, summer.
Diba? Tapos it does sort of like kill your buzz whenever you have wet underarms. Wala lang.
That
it's annoying,
buzz.
Ah.
Buzzkill.
Yeah. Diba? Okay lang sa akin yung wet underarms kung if you're playing a sport.
Yeah, but pero when you're nakaporma.
Nakaporma. Ay. Ooh.
Pero sometimes kasi you can't help it kasi ang
init
talaga.
It's so hot. Mm. Right.
And Targrad says, aanhin pa ang debate sa TV kung alam naman ng mga linchak na kandidatong mananalo sila dahil sa kanilang apelido.
True.
A political statement there. Puyong says, all the way from Ilocos Sur, aanhin pa ang sexy at magandang babae kung bading ka.
Yun lang. Aanhin pa ang sexy at magandang babae kung
what
bading ka.
Hindi, pwede mong kulutan. Bihisan.
Oh, well, yeah. Ken Carot says, aanhin pa ang two-piece kung ang bilbil ay four-piece. Alam mo yung doble-doble yung bilbil.
Yeah, may layers.
Uh-oh.
Layers on layers.
Second to the last from Ruel, aanhin pa ang ganda kung sa kanya ka lang mapupunta.
Right.
Mm. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad says,
aanhin pa ang pag-exercise kung libre naman ang only rice.
Ang hirap na kalaban.
Ang hirap
eh,
na kalaban
no?
Nun. Even if you wanted to, you cannot. So, one final batch of the top 10 for today. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Aanhinpa.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Moths Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting the top 10 ways to complete the statement, aanhin pa. Let's start off with Jubeth Leasing. Aanhin pa ang mga shelves kung hindi naman Golden Doves ang nakalagay.
No.
Well, pwedeng books.
Pwede naman books. Marami naman pwede
pwedeng
lagay.
Picture
mga
frame.
Oo. Pwede rin.
Okay. Marjam says, aanhin pa ang magarang sasakyan kung ang gas mo naman ay kailangan pang utangan.
But that's a reality for some people.
Nakakahiya
na parang they get something like, you know those old muscle cars, like the Mustangs and the Camaros and whatever. So they restore it, thinking na parang, oh, it's gonna be cheap. But what they don't realize
gas
is that
guzzlers.
The gas on those things are crazy. Like they get what? 3 liters to a mile. 33, I don't know, parang...
Really? Wait, are the
3 kilometers per liter, parang ganon?
Are the new Mustangs the same?
Because they're muscle cars. So in essence, they're really supposed to like...
Yeah.
It's really all about power. And when you have a car like that, then obviously like it'll drink up gas. But that's what they say about most American cars. Sorry then, no offense.
Grabe.
I've actually never bought an American car.
Neither have I. I've always
had
Japanese.
Japanese.
Yeah. Maybe it's time. Para pasok na pasok sa theme.
Kasi parang perfect din yung weather for us eh. If your car is made in Asia.
At saka diba, parang it makes so much sense. Japanese car, Philippines.
But then again, okay, you've got cars that are made from, well, made by Americans. And they're more fuel efficient now.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. But
even the European ones.
Yeah.
They're fuel efficient.
Pero that, I don't know kasi if that's a it's a modern day myth, yung parang whole, oh, but your car is made for European weather, parang ganyan.
I don't know.
So there could be truth in it, pero they wouldn't ship it here naman siguro, or they would.
Hindi, like yung like I had a car na made in the Middle East. Mm. May heater. No? And I found it so weird.
No, but even the Honda. I had a Honda.
Yeah.
You know your aircon?
Yeah.
It
yung
hurts.
Red area.
Yeah, it's yeah. really yeah. a heater.
Kasi iba off lang. It's yeah, not cold. Pero
ito,
not hot. Ito
hot.
Hot, yeah.
And I think that's why also like well, cause in Japan it snows.
Yeah.
So they do need the heater.
Wow, we're talking about cars.
I like it.
How manly.
I learned a lot.
It's so odd.
I know, right?
let's stick to makeup, beauty pageants.
No. Well, I actually don't like makeup.
What?
No, I mean the topic. I find it so
boring.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
You know, because remember after our book signing, I got a little sick. So I had to stay in my hotel.
Yeah.
And I was watching there. I swear, I'm really the client for home TV shopping. They have this, what's that? Jerome Alexander Minerals.
What's that?
I don't know. Like, I wanted to call them and deliver in the hotel. So I go, oh no, this is...
No, but you know what? I think after watching a little bit of home shopping, you'll really find something that you want to buy. Like, I saw this parang... It's a pen that erases scratches on your
cars.
Oh,
yeah, cars. I saw that.
Man,
oh,
I wonder if that really if that really works.
Yeah.
Hay, nako.
Yung hose nila, gusto kong bilhin.
Ako, gusto ko rin bumili ng hose.
hindi pantyhose, ha? Hose, like
paano ko isa lang?
Ay,
just wanna buy one. One hose lang. Para hindi
hoses. Sabi ni Michael Jackson.
Ugly Kid Joey says, it's actually a serious entry, ha? Huh? Aanhin pa ang malaking sweldo kung hindi ka naman nag-e-enjoy sa iyong trabaho.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's torture,
I agree.
Huh? It's like being in a loveless marriage.
Although marami akong pwedeng gawin sa malaking mong sweldo. I can think of a lot of ways.
But you're miserable every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how many hours? At least eight.
Eight hours. Yeah.
Normally people spend 9 hours in the office, diba?
Yeah.
With a break. Oh.
Actually, so for like a third of your day.
No, you actually spend more time at
the
office than let's say kung you're both working at then with your husband, your wife.
I don't like that.
On a weekday, ha? On a weekday.
Unless yung jowa mo boss mo.
Oh, naman.
Pero pag may wife ka na, yun naman talaga boss. Siya naman talaga ang iyong boss. And also, the ramen boy says, aanhin pa ang gravity kung kusa na akong nahulog sa'yo. And also from Ugly Kid Joey, aanhin pa ang pagsali sa contest kung si Astro Boy din naman ang mananalo. May pinag-uugot.
Sa sobrang
May pinag-uugot.
May bitterness ako na si Sense.
And also from LS Dominique, aanhin pa ang pagbukod ng bahay kung sa tabi rin naman ng mother-in-law kayo lilipat.
Pero people do that.
They do that.
In they the really same do. Village.
Hey, Jad Domingo was just saying, we have that pen and it really works.
Oh, see?
Oh.
Alam mo yung gusto ko bilhin? It's like a hose na it's only 1/5 the size of hoses. Kasi it shrinks. It only elongates.
Ay, lumiliit. Tapos lumalaki rin.
Oh, it only elongates if you're using it like water is passing through.
The pressure.
So there's not much clutter in your garage.
So it only...
The X-Hose 5.
Lumalaki lang siya pag ginagamit mo na.
Oo. Pag hindi, ano lang siya, naka...
Parang wala lang.
Oo.
Nakalaylay lang.
Laylay, o. Parang
medyo... Hindi, ano mo, hindi. Pwede mo namang i-roll sa...
Ay, yabang.
Ay, yabang.
Pwede mo siyang isabit sa hook.
Ah, wow.
Sa hook.
Jeb Spotted says...
Or yung ano, yung portable sauna. Nakakatawa yun. It's like a tent over your body.
Yeah.
Tapos like while you read, tapos there are holes so your hands can come out of the tent and you can read books.
Mukha kang engot.
It's funny.
Jeb Spotted says, aanhin pa ang katawang pang romansa kung si Madam Auring naman sa'yo ang gagahasa.
Ay, yeah, yeah.
Hello to Jeb Spotted.
Hello, Jeb Spotted.
Who was there?
Yeah,
who
was there? Okay. LS Dominique says, aanhin pa ang sports car na kamahalan kung sa EDSA ka naman dadaan.
Yes, traffic. Actually,
no, because, okay, like let's say with Singapore or Japan or whatever, or Hong Kong, you see the sports cars, they really get to use the power of the engines because they can drive fast and you know they do have traffic, but it's not as bad
as ours.
So once you have a sports car, I mean, I still love the idea of having a sports car, but you can't really para nasasayan the engine.
Unless you go out of town.
Yeah.
And second to the last for Madman Mark, aanhin pa ang makeup na mamahalin kung sa plastic surgery nga di ka kayang pagandahin. What more, just makeup. And the top way to complete the statement aanhin pa comes from the ramen boy and Karen.
They both say.
First from the ramen boy, aanhin mo pa ang libro kung scholar naman ang katabi mo.
Ngopya ka na lang.
And then from Karen, aanhin pa ang tiwala kung bawat hinala ay tama.
Kung tama.
So, what about us? Do we have an entry? Aanhin pa
ang pera kung wala ka namang oras para gamitin mo.
To enjoy it.
Because that's what happens to a lot of people. Na parang, they keep on making money, and they just love seeing
their
money
account,
grow.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to use it anymore. I mean, they don't know how to... Let's not forget that the reason why we work is also because we want to be able to enjoy life. You know what I mean?
Sige, connected with that, aanhin pa ang kama kung wala ka namang panahon para magpahinga. Like us, we're also tired. Tired, very tired. So you're always working. You need to find some time, some downtime.
Mm-hmm. Parang puro serious yung answers nyo. Kaya sige, serious na rin ako.
Oh,
aanhin
no.
pa ang Instagram kung walang shirtless na malinamnam.
Okay. I guess. Serious
entry. Okay, but thank you very much, guys.
Aanhin pa ang co-host kung hindi ka naman niya talaga pinapansin.
Ay. Ako. Ay. Pero ang tanong, sino?
Aanhin pa ang co-host mong lalaki.
Let's not leave any stone unturned.
But thank you very much for joining us.
All right, we gotta go.
Yes.
You've got Alvin and Jinri coming up next.
Yes.
And they have some news for you guys.
Yep.
Right?
So tune in.
All right.
We'll see
you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.